Happy New Year, Andy.
I think I'm inspired
it's
by.
Yeah, Anakin.
I'm inspired by.
I will sing a song for you.
Oh, God. Pierre.
I just realized Pierre the Pelican sounds a bit like Fat Albert.
A little bit.
Pierre the Pelican.
Hey. Hey, Pierre. How you doing?
Oh, that's staying in. matter of fact, I'm not even cutting that out. I'm just leaving that in. We're going right into it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hey Kids Comics.
Welcome to Hey Kid Comics.
I don't even know what you're doing now. I don't know what impression. It's Cole over there as usual. I'm Andrew, your host for this thing. New Year's. It's the New Year's, everybody. This comes out on New Year's Day.
Oh, that is so true. And what better way
to bring in the New Year than with a rondo of Pierre the Pelican and Fat Albert?
Never imagined you would hear those at the same time.
You didn't. But that's the whole point of this particular issue of Hey Kids Comics. We want to go back and do a little bit of we were calling it performance evaluation. We're going to do a year in review of everything and we're not even just going to do a year. We haven't done this yet, so we're going to go from the beginning. This would be our clip show if we weren't so damn lazy. If we had an intern.
Yeah, that's a good point. If we bothered to actually, you know, cut old stuff, this is going to be more like, you know, when you see the clip show on Family Matters or Family Ties or All in the Family, you know, they would go back to a clip. We're just going to talk about our memory of said clips.
We are. We're going to talk about our favorite shows, the shows that we had the most trouble with, you know, guest stars that have appeared, crossover events, what we have coming up, because we got a lot coming up next year too. Talk a little bit probably about All Con, since that's a big deal for us, and just really reminisce on this last year, what it means for us, what we hope it's meant for you guys, as listeners. So, Cole, I'm going to start this with a really obvious question. Can you think?
Also, I really quickly want to point out that what's interesting here, what occurs to me is this is our first year in review because we've passed a full year of shows, but this is our first full calendar year.
It is.
So we actually get 2 years in one.
We you're getting
like certs.
You're getting a value here.
Yeah, you know, if this was Canada, we'd be paying taxes on the value added.
That's right. This is duty-free entertainment. This is a bottle of Bacardi rum and a carton of Pall Malls that you're buying from the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport right now. This is duty-free for you guys. So I'm just saying you should appreciate it, you Philistines. Sometimes I like to insult the audience. Makes them feel like, you know, they're at home. It is the holidays after all.
That's right.
So
last big chance for the year.
Last big chance for the year. Can you identify, like, what is your favorite moment in the last, since we've started this thing, but in particular the last year, because that's all we're going to remember anyway. What's your favorite moment?
That's a challenging one there, because how does one narrow that down?
Right. Is there one thing that jumps out at you, one particular moment of the show that really you can point at and say that's the thing that I was really happy with, or I was impressed with, that I did, or that we did, or that we didn't do, or something like that?
Yeah, that's a tough one to touch on, because it is. Because we didn't go back and like re-listen to and cull from every aspect. I try to be more self-deprecating than self promoting whenever possible.
Then let's change it a little bit.
Yeah, I have to say I was very satisfied with, of course, all of the story arcs we've done yeah. for the whole series have been amazing. I mean, I'm always surprised by what comes out. But the From Funny Books to Graphic Fiction was personally incredibly satisfying.
Okay.
Yeah. And yet, at the same time, it was kind of a unique one because that was the period where we had to lose you for a few issues.
Right.
So we had to bring in some other voices, and you know, the dynamic is never going to be the same. You and I have this nailed down, but it was a very satisfying exploration.
Yes.
Of the history of comics. It was something that I was really keen to do. And I liked the way it was broken down. I liked the results we got. And if we were going to mix up guests, that was a good one to do because we were able to bring in some people who fit nicely into those, especially having Steve on the one about dirty books.
Well, anything that you do with Steve is ridiculous. Yeah, that's just crazy. I am the host of the show, and yet I become the third wheel when Steve is on the show. Just instantly, because you guys have been doing this together for so long. Just, you know, not even recorded history, but, you know, oral history. Yeah, you handed it down across the land bridge when Pangea broke up.
It was in the oral tradition of our ancestors.
It was. See, I can point to two things when it comes to you that really, in my mind, stand out as the two things when I think about the show and I think about you, and I'm not talking intrinsically, I'm talking like literally, that I can point to and say, if you're going to listen to anything that Cole's done, listen to these two things because they're amazing. And the thing that Cole does better than anybody else, and if you want proof of this, just go look at Jedi justifications of anything. He finds these little new like nuggets, nuances, you know. It's like finding a nugget of gold in a bag of rock salt that you bought from the store. He just finds these little things and brings them out. The issue that we did in the story arc about Comics Commerce and the Almighty Buck, the long strong arm of Marvel, because you have such a history with that particular topic.
I was very fortunate to have literally lived in the middle of all that.
Right.
It's a bit of comic history that goes unnoticed by most people.
Was just a vein of those little nuggets of information and knowledge that were presented in such an entertaining way. And then the corresponding written, essentially Trieste on what happened was amazing. So if you're looking for something serious that Cole has done that I can point to and say, this is probably, in my opinion, his best work on this show, journalistically as well as, you know, editorially, that is what I point to. Like, it was amazing. And it still amazes me. I can go back and listen to it now, and I learn something new every time I listen to it.
The opposite end of the spectrum.
Not really, but more to the point of what I was talking about was the revelation that J. Jonah Jameson is the most vile, evil villain in the Marvel Universe was the most mind-blowing experience. And really, it changed the paradigm for the way I look at a villain in comic books. Right there. That was it. It was astounding to me that
was, of course, in Deconstructing Comics to Prove a Villain.
Right. It was. And
what is especially mind blowing about that is that was completely off the cuff.
That's my point. Is you just have just, this way.
I have no idea where that came from, but it makes perfect sense to me.
It was, and you do that regularly, pretty much every issue. You come up with something that you pull out like you're like an assassin, you're like a sniper, you just sit back and wait for it, whereas I'm like the Robin Williams of comic book podcasting. I just go until I hit something that's funny. That's what I do. I just started the train. Once it's going, the brakes are gone. You can't stop it from.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that's been really amazing about this series is that At times I find myself waxing cerebral, and at other times it just invites because I begin thinking too much about things, and all of a sudden it's, you know, let's look at this character in a completely different way.
Right. And it's great. It's great. See, my two, I love doing the story arcs. I think that that's when you and I really, you know, when I came to you with the idea for this, and I'm like, this is the structure I want, and this is my idea for doing a story arc, and we sat down and you and I fleshed that out. I think that was one of our better ideas that we've ever had.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've had some really shitty ideas. That one on the that one though, that one was a good one. So anytime we get to sit down and do that, and it really, it's really gratifying. You know, it's really gratifying to be able to explore the things that we explore. But by far, and I think you'll agree with me, my favorite shows that we've done, and there are two of them. One was Super Sports Balls.
That was on my list, is Super Sports Balls.
Super Sports Balls and...
also known as Play Ball. If you're looking at the back issue bin, which ran right before this one a week ago, then look for Hey Kids Comics number 48, Play Ball.
Right. And It's What's for Supper issue, recent issue, issue 66. Here's the thing, right? Cole and I, and we do this. We can talk about comic books and comic book characters all day. And we have done it all day. And we will do it again in March all day. That's what we do. That's why we do this. We love to do it. What my favorite thing to do in this entire thing is take some topic that there's just no way to prepare for. There's no way to settle in on and say, all right, we got this, and run with it and just go and just see where it takes us. You know, that journey into the unknown leads to the most amazing revelations and just hilarious moments. Eddie on Super Sports Balls, because we thought Eddie knew about sports, which still amazing.
That in itself.
And drunk Jason just not knowing what was going on, just hanging out in the back like some kind of like weird producer on a radio show, just breaking in every once in a while. So what I'm asking this question, and it's going to sound very egotistical and self-aggrandizing, but what do you think?
I think we both get one of those tonight.
I think we do. Everybody gets one. What do you think my accomplishment here is? Like, if you had to point to like one or two things and say these are the two things that Andy did on this show. That,
well, first and foremost, I think that going into this, this was an important move to create this show. And we've been at it for over a year, nearly a year and a half now. And we probably mentioned this occasionally, but the formatting just impressed the socks off of me. Let's put this thing together like it's a comic series. And that's why we occasionally do the back issue bin.
Right.
And to me, that was just the best possible approach. And then to heap on top of that, let's not do a show about, oh, here's our review of what just came out this week.
Right.
Or, you know, here's some stuff you ought to be reading and why. Though we do that occasionally, but for the most part, it's been an exercise in rethinking what comics mean to us.
It is.
And that, to me, has just always blown me away. It made me very proud to run this show on my network, to be a part of it.
Well, you produce the hell out of this show, man. Like, there's nobody... This is not my show. Like, I get on here and I host it, and I came to you with an idea. And that's what it was. I came to you with an idea for something. I'm like, this is my idea. But it is our show. So never think in a million years that it's my show. This show would not exist without you. It runs on your network. It you know.
I'm trying to prop you up here. So shut
well,
up.
Let's just we can just prop each other up. All right.
Okay.
This is feel good. This is the holidays, man.
That's true.
And it's the real and the real fact is there would be no show if it weren't for people listening to the show.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, Cole and I can do this over the phone. Like, this is cyclical that I can do.
Now, this would just be a normal. Normally, this would be a phone conversation with us.
This is called Thursday for Cole and I. But
that's right.
You know, you can get that information. You can get a review of Superior Spider-Man 28 on any of 100 websites. You can get 1,000 points of view. You can, you know, you can look it up on Wikipedia. You can Google it. You can read about it on Comics Alliance. You can do whatever you want. That's not what this show is. That's not what Cole and I ever wanted it to be. And I think that we've achieved that. We haven't fallen into that trap. And it's a really easy trap to fall into because a lot of people do it. It's easy to do. You know, it's easy to make that your show. But you guys out there listening are better than that. You want more. You want so I hope that we're giving that to you.
Yeah, and chances are, if you're keen on knowing what happened, you know, how somebody else feels about the latest issue of Fantastic Four or Superman, there are plenty of places to go. So it is important to us that you choose to come and listen. And what it amazes me is every now and again, I'll be going and looking at some of the stats and see that somebody has dialed up, you know, number 25.
Right.
Number, you know, 63 or what have you. And it's like, you know, this isn't the latest issue. And somebody has tracked that down. And the other thing that I think is really amazing about this series is the arcs that we're standing at about half and half of throughout the entire series, which of us proposed an arc.
Right.
And some of the early ones, like Sensing Comics, when Andrew comes to me with like, hey, why don't we do a series? Why don't we do a whole arc on the five senses? I thought, we'd be lucky to do a whole show on the five senses. And, you know, yet the thing began to write itself. The more it gets me thinking, and that's what I really love about this, is Andy comes along and says something, and two things happen with this show. Either Andrew comes over and says, okay, here's what I'd like to do. And that creates oftentimes, not always, but sometimes I'll get this feeling like, okay, you haven't thought this through. There's not enough material. But it gets me thinking. And I think that you realize that you're going to get me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to force my hand. And I'll realize there's too much to talk about.
Well, my favorite is knowing Cole when he comes to me with an idea. And he's like, I've got this idea for a show. And it's this. And I'm just like, that's an arc. That's a whole arc. We can do a whole arc. And you're like, we can't do it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can do a whole arc on that. You're like, there's no way. And I'm like, oh, yeah, these three things. And I just say three things. And Cole's like, that's – oh. And then a day later, it's like, I've got the arc. I'm like, all right.
And not only have I come on board with the whole idea of doing an arc, I have returned the titles of all five issues.
Oh, man, he's a machine. Like, guys, you don't understand. You don't understand what a machine this guy is. Like, if I come up, like, that's all I have to do is come up with an idea, and then a day later, the structure, the titles, the cover art for the website, everything is just done. Like, how do you do that? Like, I don't even have any further, anything other than the idea I had yesterday, and you've got this thing already running. I don't know how you do it. Yeah, the Sensing Comics scared the shit out of Cole. Like,
that was
my God.
I'm like, how do you, what is there? Like, Wolverine can sniff real good and
I smell far. Yeah,
I seem to remember something about Captain Comet and being able to
that was good.
The color of something by touch.
Right.
And that's not even a show.
Well, like, we have these, and the other thing you guys got to realize is we have these grandiose just Bubastis sitting next to Ozymandias, you know, looking at a bunch of TV monitors like Howard Hughes watching iStation Zebra with like these grand schemes and ideas for what these story arcs are going to be at the beginning. And by the end, they're totally different and amazing and where we want them to be, better than what we came into it thinking. Like, the five senses story arc, like, I came to Cole with this idea, like, we're going to do a show on all the senses and how they affect comic books. And if you remember right, my original original inference as to how this was going to go was, we're going to bring scientists on. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right. We were actually going to try to find university professors to consult
on how we were going to do this.
Call the anatomy and physiology guys over at the medical school.
Exactly. Like, that was my idea. It was like, we're going to find doctors and scientists to tell us about how the senses work and how there could be super senses and you know. And we did the first issue in the arc without that. And we were like, shit, we don't need that. We got this.
You don't need to bother with those guys.
And it turned out to be one of the most amazingly fun story arcs that we've ever done, because we were so worried about what was going to happen. The flip side to that is whenever we do a show on toys, because never Cole and I more in our element than when we're talking about toys. And I want to take this chance because I think Rick's appeared on at least two of the It Came From the Toy Aisle issues, I think.
Yeah, I think he was on the – when we did the one on bad toys and had to split it in two because it was just too much.
Oh, that was so much fun because it was Ice Cream Soldier. G.I. Joe's Ice Cream Soldier.
Oh, good old Ice Cream Soldier.
And deconstructing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I think you were the one that pointed out that there can be no symmetry in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles villain figure. There's got to be one arm bigger than the other.
Oh, that's right. Yes. If there was even the slightest hint of symmetry, they would have to have like a torn pant leg and be standing on a manhole
exactly.
with one foot permanently attached.
So I have to say this, and there would be no Hey Kids Comics if over at the USG, there was no collector sector. So I want to say that now.
That was definitely the genesis.
We did a show over, and I think they're still available over at UnitedStatesOfGeekdom.com, which we still do shows over there as co-hosts on that show, that we got on every week, and we did what we said we didn't want to do. But I'll tell you, not only did it change what I wanted to make a comic book show, it evolved, it gave me the evolution to where Cole and I are doing this now, but it was probably the most fun that I've had podcasting, because we did it every week. We did it with Stu from Midnight Movie Cowboys. It became four guys.
Who himself is nothing short of amazing.
Oh my, yeah, nothing short of amazing. It became four guys sitting around a table talking about whatever came out and making dick and fart jokes and doing horrible impressions. And it was just an amazing amount of fun. So I want to say that to the USG and to Rick, there would be no, this show would not exist if that show didn't exist first. So
absolutely.
Thank you for giving that show a home and allowing me the growth to get to where this show has become. And thank you, Rick, for appearing on this show as many times as you have. You've done us a service because there have been some amazing things that have come out of those toy shows and the shows that you've been on. So I appreciate that, and I'm sure Cole does too.
Absolutely, and I think it's great that you mentioned the horrible impressions, because like any of the shows that I'm on, eventually there are some horrible impressions that come out.
Here it comes. I hear it. I hear
you
it.
Never know.
I hear him.
You never
Ladies
know.
Ladies and gentlemen, for our New Year's show, we're being...
When Garrison Keillor will show up.
We're being graced by Garrison Keillor. NPR's Garrison Keillor, Prairie Home Companions.
There's not a comic shop in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown.
Yes.
The Krabs Bob boys tried to start a subscription service a few years back. They'd go into... up to St. Cloud and buy comic books for everybody at a premium. So, yeah, occasionally you will get...
Who's visited the show in the past year?
Wow.
Garrison Keillor certainly has. Recent edition...
Every now and then, you will have Christopher Walken join the fun.
He does. He shows up every once in a while, like the Continental from Saturday Night Live, and he just refuses to leave. He won't let you leave.
Of course, more recently, as you heard at the beginning of the show, Pierre Pelican will show up from
recent
time to time.
Recent addition to the roster.
His dreams.
I will say this, one of my proudest moments on this show was the creation, or at least it's not the creation, it's the fact that we invented a time machine and we managed to find a certain character from the 20s that decided 20s and 30s.
We're talking movies, and specifically movies about comic characters and Hollywood's insistence on, in a very old school way, that, you know, if they hired somebody to do a movie, you're going to see his face.
Right.
And it got to the point where you're thinking, let's do a Man in the Iron Mask, but can we lose the mask?
The mask
can
is
have
a little
more
much.
Of an open face, perhaps. More like an iron helmet. And it actually brought back from the distant past of the film industry a certain character back in his day when we paid a mug to be in a film. You know, to be in a film, you wanted to see his mug, and that's the way it was, because that's the way we did things back then, old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood showed up.
Old Hollywood
nowhere.
Was here. You know, but back in my day, it cost upwards of $300-$400 to do a two-reeler. And granted, you made it back in a pretty big damn hurry. You had to get those things out every week in old Hollywood.
I don't know. I'm really a fan of the fact that Batman dropped by to order from Taco Bell. That was
That's
nice.
That's true. You don't normally find out about his fast food cravings. But,
right. Yeah. You don't often get to hear Batman go fourth meal. That's good for me. That's still one of my favorite
moments.
I
didn't realize that he was fond of the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell.
He is very fond of the Mexican pizza. I want to know what his thoughts are on the folded baked nacho situation that they've got now. That's something I'd like to know. so, yes, yeah,
we have had a mix of both the obvious, the celebrity characters poorly.
Well, you know my theory, right? You need three shitty impressions, and then you can build a whole lot of other shitty impressions on those three.
That's true.
Like, we were visited by shitty Boris Karloff for our Halloween issue. Oh, welcome to the listen to the children of the night, what the beautiful music they make. It's shitty, but I love it. It's there. He's there.
He had a cold.
He did. He had a sinus thing. Who else? What other? I'm trying to think of any other horrible impressions that I've done. I used to do a really good Barry Gibb, if you remember right.
Oh, I think I remember Barry Gibb coming.
Yeah.
I think something like Michael McDonald or somebody
Michael McDonald used to come by for a musical break with Garrison Keillor every once in a while.
That's right.
So, yeah, we've had
of course, you had a new guy come on the show there, Angelo.
Our favorite big-hearted
Angelo
Italian.
Angelo was there for the show. You know, I'm tough and rough and tumble. I got a little heart of gold, but sometimes. You know, it just shows that I care.
You know, there's sometimes you gotta take some doorknobs and you gotta put them in a pillowcase. But I got a heart of gold. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I'll buy you a beer. It's fine. We'll clean you up. Angelo, the big-hearted big-hearted violent Italian, of course.
You gotta love Angelo. He was.
He'll be back. He's gonna visit again from time to time. I can't let Angelo go. He's gonna.
Oh yeah, I think we'll be hearing from old Hollywood again. We'll be hearing from Angelo from our cast of original characters here. Who dropped in. And, of course, we discovered a lot of things over the course of the year, like Obadiah Stane's wife.
I still love
She was just sort of mentioned in passing, but we did, by special arrangement, manage to get Marguerite Stane.
Marguerite, I love the fact that you've been alive now for 80-odd years of comic book history. You still sound like you smoke a carton of Pall Malls a day. That's...
Yeah, the irony is I don't smoke at all. It's I used to go and hang around. I did a lot of work at Obie's factory. Back in the 70s, before the EPA started sticking their nose where it didn't belong.
OSHA.
OSHA, that was a bad scene. Obie wasn't too thrilled about that at all.
That's fantastic. So we've had the cast of characters keeps growing, and it will continue to grow. I'm sure.
There is little doubt there.
So I've got to ask this question: what do you think we can do better in this coming year for our listeners? Like, we've done some pretty amazing things, but what can we do better?
That's a tough call because, you know, you always wind up with that on these reviews.
You do. We got to sit down across from each other and talk about our strengths and our weaknesses.
Room for improvement.
We call that the shit sandwich in the management world. You take the two good and then you put the bad in the middle. So
okay, and you just take a big old bite.
You just got to take a big old bite sometimes.
Call it delicious.
I'll start.
All right.
In the past, 3 or 4 weeks. We haven't been editing as well. I haven't been editing as well as I should be. That's on me because of the holidays, and I do work retail, so that's on me. Also, there's a lot more I would like to do. I should blame retail Santa. Research, I think. You know, I think.
Okay, yeah, I will give you that. Occasionally, we might ought to crack the books.
Right. I mean, we do sometimes, but I think there's more we could do. So, a little more of that. So what do you think we can do better?
I have a hard time with that because the show continues to amaze me.
It does.
And, you know, how can you get more thoughtful than, hey, let's do a whole arc on the seven deadly sins.
It's true. Go ahead.
That was another one. I didn't have any resistance to it, but at the same time, I thought there's going to be some of those that'll be challenging.
Yeah.
And, of course, the biggest challenge was fitting seven sins into 5 episodes.
Which you've handled in about an hour and a half, so.
just took a matter of figuring out which ones could pair up.
We need to do more with modern comics. I hate saying that because we both know how we feel about 70s and 80s comics.
Yeah, that's true. Because every now and again I realize there's a whole world of post-52, post-whatever Marvel's thing was.
Marvel's done this thing now where they stop numbering their comics, right?
Really?
They've got like Marvel.now and Marvel. I want to have Bobby on to talk about that.
Yes, definitely. Bobby is going to be our go-to person for the modern comic.
Yeah, because he actually reviews those things, unlike, you know, us. So okay, let me say this. Anybody who's been on the show, your Eddies, your Bobbies, your Kellys, your Jasmines, your Jasons, your Ricks, anybody who appeared in the best thing I've ever read, you all have been amazing. And I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for coming on and, you know, coming on to our little show and making it all that much better. I want to branch out. I want to have new. We need to increase our stable of guest stars. I think
absolutely that was one thing that was beginning to occur to me as you were saying that we really do need to embrace or get more people on the show. We've had some amazing guests, Matt Morrison, mm-hmm. We need to get Stu on here again.
Oh, man, do we ever. And that's not discounting the people that have been on the show, and that's also not saying that your old favorites aren't going to be back, because we can't quit them. We can't quit Bobby, we can't quit Eddie, we can't quit Rick. You know, we certainly can't quit Stu. You know, I would love to have Starman back on and everybody that's ever been on, I would love to revisit those interviews and those discussions with them. But there are a whole lot of people out there that need to get on the show. That's all I'm saying about that.
Well, there is one thing we haven't done well enough.
Okay.
And that's to really impress upon all of you who are listening that we want you to be a part of this show.
Right.
The next best comic I ever read. We're going to be continuing that series. We have projected in the next 6 or 8 months to do at least 2 more.
Okay.
So go back, listen to the best comic I ever read, formulate your opinions on that particular topic, and get in touch with us.
Right. Well, we've got
because we definitely want to hear from you. It's jcumail, M-A-I-L, at yahoo.com.
Okay. We've got a got an issue coming up called Comic Book Coincidence, which I would love to, you know, we're going to start doing more issues where we talk to fans and we talk to listeners, and get them on, ask them, you know, have them ask us questions, ask them questions, you know, get little stories and things like that from them. I want this to be a community. We're building a community. This last year has been about getting the show started. So we got the ball rolling. The ball's rolling now. Now from here on out, Cole's absolutely right. We can do better at getting everyone involved, which is what I want to do now. I want everybody to be involved. I want everybody to be on the show. I think Cole does too. Even if it's just reading your letters. So like
absolutely,
he said,
and yes, do write into us with some topics or questions or things, because we've done at least one Hey Kids Comics Presents. And that's just basically us exploring what listeners have written in about.
Right. I think that would be amazing if we could do a couple more of those, too. Here's the thing about that. Cole and I aren't always the most prepared hosts in the world. And anything you guys can do to help us out would be greatly appreciated. So if you want to send us ideas for shows, you know, we're always looking for new ideas. If you guys want to send us, you know, questions to be answered on the show for Hey Kids Comics Presents, we'll happily answer them or discuss what you'd like us to discuss. So don't hesitate to do that, guys. You're as big a part of this as Cole and I are.
Absolutely.
So
and we are always ready for more. We've got a few more arcs already lined up, several more standalones already lined up. We're exploring some old topics we're going to be doing, you know, talking about some of the touching on toys again in one of the arcs, as part of one of the arc, but not the entire arc. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up, but we're always going to need more.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The show isn't going anywhere, guys. This is either, you know, a great gift for you or your penance. One of the two. I'm not sure which. For Cole and I, it's both. So
that's right.
What do we got coming? Speaking of what we got coming up in the next year, what do we know we're doing in the next year?
Well, we've got some really cool arcs. We're doing one called, that could only be called Challenge of the Super Fails.
Okay.
And in that one, we're going to talk up with it. It was another one of these things where it just didn't seem like it was going to be arc worthy, but then again, it was.
We've decided it's going to be arc worthy.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen after all. And that is going to be just the worst of the worst in the history of comics.
Okay.
And it's going to be broken down into four comic-themed issues that include such things as Dial Z for Zero.
Guys, this is the first time hearing these titles.
So. Astonishing Fails.
Astonishing Fails. Nice. Nice. Yeah, so... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We are trying desperately. There's one issue, a standalone, that we're holding out because we have a guest in mind that we're not going to let go.
Yeah. No, we're not letting go. And we might be able to go back-to-back on that one. Because
yeah.
We've got another one with the same guest where we want to do what we've done with Bobby. Have we done one with Eddie?
No, we have not. Yes, that's another thing we need to get back into is to do these creator spotlights. We've got at least three other artists that we have worked with repeatedly that we very much want to do features on.
Right. And
then we have... we're speaking, of course, of Chris Fulton, who, if you listen to Catherine's What'd You Think episode on The Wolverine, you can get an idea how Chris, why we want Chris on this show. We're going to do, speaking of The Wolverine, we're looking to do a show all about the kind of the solo characters like Wolverine and Daredevil and
Punisher
Hardy and others.
Yeah.
The guys who get out on their own and make it all happen.
That's right. Guys don't need nobody.
That's right.
We've got a Rethinking the Legends story arc coming up. What's that one about?
Rethinking the Legends is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a challenging arc, but it's something that really needs a lot of attention. And that is your alternate worlds, your imaginary stories, your crossovers, your mishmashes, things like the Amalgam universe, where Marvel and DC tried to combine their characters into singular characters. Sometimes interestingly, sometimes brilliantly, far too often poorly.
Right.
The whole Magneto and the Metal Men thing was just ill-conceived.
I think my favorite, Dark Claw was everybody's favorite. The Batman Wolverine combo, which was meh. I mean, it was obvious pandering. That's what that was.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of my favorite character that they did from that. Was probably there was a one shot. One of their things was I think it was Bullseye, and it was a combination of Black Cat and Catwoman. No, Elektra and Catwoman, but Orion and Punisher was their combination, which was really cool. But the villain in that book was a combination of the Riddler and Kingpin. And that was cool.
Ah.
Like, well done on that front. But the Superman Steve Rogers crossover that you guys developed can bite me.
And then you've got some, there's a lot of interesting things there, because we're doing things like your Vertigo, and not Vertigo, Elseworlds, and things like at Marvel, like House of M, where you take the familiar and mix it up.
Right. So that's cool. One of the ones I'm most excited about is the, I can't remember how we pronounced it. I think it was like Clichades? Where it was where we go through decade by decade. We go through 5 decades of comics. And we just talk about all of the comic book cliches that came out of that period of time, and the characters and the costuming and the way that they talked and how it evolves from decade to decade. That one I'm really excited about. Cause there's no better show that we can do than to get Cole rolling on Master of Kung Fu in the 70s, because that'll be the entire damn show. We get Shang-Chi for days.
Shang-Chi and Howard the Duck.
Shang-Chi, Howard the Duck. Yes, that's really amazing. Yeah, like you said, we're gonna revisit some story arcs. Go back and look at what we've done, re-listen to what we've done, see if we want to update anything, see if there's any changes we want to make. We are definitely, definitely, definitely going to do a Hey Kids Comics team up Great Lakes Avengers this coming year.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You're not getting out of that. There's no way you're getting out of that. I know you're going to try your damnedest to get out of that, and it's not going to happen. We're gonna talk about the Great Lakes Avengers, and it kills me.
I believe our next one is the Defenders, but I have promised that the Great Lakes Avengers will be in there somewhere.
We're gonna do one on kids teams, which I'm excited about. Power Pack Runaways, and Power Pack was awesome because they ran around with Rom the Space Knight for a while.
They did. They ran around just about everybody.
That was pretty cool. Like, they're all right. The music show that we have planned, I'm excited about. Where we talk about music-based powers and comic book characters who are musicians. That one's gonna be fun. I'm excited about that one too.
And these are just the ones we're thinking of off the top of our head. And, of course, once we get going on some of these, each one tends to invite another one and another one down the line.
Right. So one thing that I do want to talk about is AllCon this year. I want to talk a little bit about that. We've got a whole show coming up on AllCon. But as we come into the end of this show that another one of the Hey Kids Comics pregame cliches that we use is, hey, Cole, I think this is going to be a short show tonight. And then Cole goes, oh, you mean an hour? Like, yeah, yeah, an hour. Shut up.
Yeah. We're learning that there's no such thing as just a quick, we're just going to throw out a half hour show because we don't have enough to talk about.
Right. That never happens. A little bit about Alcon. So Cole being the Tyrion Lannister of Alcon. So why don't you fill people in on what's going on this year?
Well, there, as always, there's so much going on at Alcon. This is going to be the 10th anniversary of the show, and for the first time ever, it's going to be a 4-day show. This is a brand new feature. Thursday of Alcon is going to be a free show.
Is it really?
Yes, indeed. It's going to be what they're calling a tryout for this year, since this is the first year they're going to be, you know, having a Thursday. And what the concept is by having a kind of, you know, free day, it's going to be kind of a tryout day, is the idea.
Okay.
So you come in, it's going to be all day, 9 a.m. straight through to who knows when. So you can come in, enjoy all full day of programming, full day of guests, full day of everything.
Wow.
For free. And if you like what you see, then which you will.
you have no choice.
Then just jump on board and get your ticket. And you probably ought to hurry, because this year, 2013, was the first year they've ever sold out the show.
It's done.
Ninth year, they're selling out the entire show.
Wow.
They were turning people away.
Wow.
That's how phenomenal it was. So come on out Thursday morning, see the opening ceremonies hosted by myself and the incredible Todd Carlton.
It's a sight to behold.
or hopefully it won't be like last year where it was me and we had to bring Bobby up to help me out. Because there were some issues with the tickets and with the with the credit card machine that kept them off stage for most of the show. So apparently everyone was running around reporting that kind of making him feel like he didn't need to be there. he was missed by me, at least.
So,
but you've got a lot of great guests coming out. Neil Kaplan is going to be back. He was an amazing guest. He's a voice actor who's been on all kinds of tonnage of things.
Oh, no.
He is not the Optimus Prime guy, but he has portrayed Optimus Prime amongst his many characters. Samantha Newark, who was Jem, who truly is outrageous, is back this year. We've got a number of they've got a cosplay guest. They've got some anime guests. A lot of live music. Rocky Horror Picture Show, burlesque for the grown-ups amongst us.
You never know.
Our friends over at Roll to Play will be hosting open gaming.
That's awesome.
In 2014. This will be a new one. And, of course, myself will be buried hip-deep in game shows, as I am the group captain of Games in Theory, the game show track.
He is.
The unmountable Bobby Blakey and his wife, Drusilla, will be hosting Superhero Sunday again.
That's great.
There's over 200 things going on. You literally have to pick and choose during the course of each day what you're going to do, because there's too many things going on. The Star Wars competition, there's the costume contest on Saturday night, hosted by Neil Kaplan, of course. I think I'll be judging again this year.
You think?
So yeah, by the
even when you're not judging, you end up judging. So
I know. I never want to assume that I'm actually going to be judging each year, but each year if I don't check, then I find out like people are come looking for me.
Right? Can you get Cole to judge the costume contest?
Like, nice of somebody to tell me before the day of.
So yeah, there's just a ton of stuff.
Yeah, a ton of stuff, ton of guests. We've got a couple of new and several returning shows from on the game show track. The ever-popular Don't Lose Your Geek Card will have multiple variations, including the All-Star Wars version and the Hey Kids Comics
version. And the Hey Kids Comics version.
Hosted by none other than...
Neil Kaplan.
Comics host.
Oh, me!
So I'm going to let Andrew take over for this year, for 2014. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show.
You should. You're going to get drunk up on stage anyway, regardless.
That's
of...
right. I'll just come out there and do old Hollywood.
Just you're going to do characters. Just going to be shtick the entire time.
United States of Geekdom will be there in force, doing at least a couple of shows. We'll do our traditional con wrap-up on Sunday. And the... this year we're doing a show all about Superhero Headquarters.
Nice.
And then what else have we got? Good night. There's no end of things. Check out the schedule. It's growing constantly. Every few days more programming is added.
We're going to be recording live at least one day as Hey Kids Comics.
Yeah.
We'll find an empty space somewhere to record.
Even if we have to go downstairs to the bar and record there,
I still want
to
do a bar cast. That might happen this year. We might have to record a bar cast this year.
And, of course, don't miss out on Jedi Cole Universe Live.
Right.
We'll have the live version again in 2014. For the second time, it's the second year for that show. I will have a live It Came from the Dollar Store again. And we have a new feature. It's Jedi Cole's Bookshelf.
Nice.
Where we have some exciting new books that may or may not be available at a bookstore near you. And there's just, like, again, no end of things. You can see meet a lot of the people that you've heard here on this show in person. And just, their tagline is your favorite con, and it really is. It really should be. March 13th through the 16th, 2014.
I've been to a lot of conventions in my day, a lot of conventions, and there is nothing more fun, nothing more fulfilling than AllCon. AllCon is by far the best convention, the most caring, and it really makes you feel like family. So get out there and go to the show. Come see us. Walk up to us. Tell us that you listen to the show. I'll give you a dollar. I don't know. Just something. We want to hear from you guys. With all that being said, I think it's time to wrap it up. Cole?
I think we're past that point now, I think.
I know. So why don't you plug away? You've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, yes, indeed. Of course, visit AllCon at all-con.org. And you can... find us. If you didn't find us already there, if you found us via Podbean and you're wondering what the hell we're talking about here, go to JediCole.com, where you can see It Came from the Dollar Store, Jedi Justifications. You can listen to shows like Who Do You Love, which we will have some more coming very soon. Catherine's What'd You Think? Eddie Funky Cole Medina and I on The Rantcore Pit, new Star Wars show every other week. And you can find Andrew and I and Catherine and other bizarre folks. And, of course, the insurmountable Rick Gutierrez over at the United States of Geekdom at unitedstatesofgeekdom.com. And if you, in addition to AllCon, if you're keen on finding out what conventions are going on in Texas in 2014, the list is ever-growing over at Convention Awareness Project Texas. At conventionawarenesstx.blogspot.com.
Otherwise known as?
Texas!
There you go. It's the only way to fly. So next
again,
week...
special, very big thank you to all the folks who've guested on this show.
Yeah. You guys are amazing. You guys have made this show. Next week, we're going to start rethinking the Legends? You want to do it?
We are indeed.
All right. So next week we start.
We may as well. We got to jump headlong into that. And also want to point out, as you're listening to the show, tomorrow, January 2nd, 2014, is a very special milestone It is the third anniversary of the Jedi Cole universe.
Is it?
It is the third anniversary. January 2nd was Holy the God. Day the very first official post went live on this site, and I got off my ass, got things rolling, and it has been an amazing three-year ride. I'm the same way. Is it? Is it 3 years?
Jeez. Jeez. Well, congratulations, my friend. You couldn't be running it any better. Maybe a little better.
Yeah, just a little. You know, according to the performance for you, just a bit.
Just a bit better. But I would seriously, though, it's amazing. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have a home there. So I thank you for that. So next week, we're going to be starting a story arc called Rethinking the Legends. We're going to be starting with another you. What's another you about? Which one is that?
Another you is going to be the things like Elseworlds, where you have the Wild West Batman and Batman, nice. The, or not really Wild West, but the Civil War Batman and Batman the Blue, the Gray, and the Black, or you've got the House of M, or okay. any number of things where we're taking on a different look, a different approach to literally retelling the legend.
Nice. All right, guys. So stay tuned next week for that. Thank you for a great year and a great 73 issues of Hey Kids Comics. And Cole, thank you for a great year and a great 73.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of this, because it's, I never realized how much I thought about comics and how much bizarre stuff I could come up with.
You're a great big brother and a really good mentor. So thank you for everything you've done. And on that sappy Love Actually note, I'm going to say goodnight by saying this. Buy, sell, and collect. What's wrong with me? Go out, buy.
That's the news from Hey Kids Comics.
Come on, and enjoy your comic books. And I'll let Garrison Keillor take us out tonight. Take us out, Garrison Keillor.
I hear the old piano from down the avenue. I smell the comics. I look around for you.
Good night, folks.